This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia's military says there is a preliminary deal for Syrian rebel fighters to pull out of the last remaining area of eastern Ghouta still under their control. This would put the Syrian government back in full control of the Damascus suburb after a six-week military operation that has left as many as 1,600 civilians dead.
E noi oggi domandiamo frutti di pace.
Pope Francis used part of his Easter message on Sunday to speak about Syria.
Dalla matta e martoriata Siria.
The Pope said today we implore fruits of peace upon the entire world, beginning with the beloved and long-suffering land of Syria, whose people are worn down by an apparently endless war. U.S. President Donald Trump called for tougher immigration laws on Sunday, vowing that there would be no deal for DACA recipients. As he entered the church near his Florida estate hours later for Easter services, Mr. Trump doubled down on his previous Twitter statements.
A lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA, and we're going to have to really see. They had a great chance. The Democrats blew it. They had a great, great chance, but we'll have to take a look. But Mexico has got to help us at the border. They flow right through Mexico. They send them into the United States. Can't happen that way anymore.
Now, the president's comment regarding immigrants coming into the U.S. to, quote, take advantage of DACA is curious, as DACA does not affect those immigrants who might have newly arrived in the U.S. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was enacted under the Obama administration and had allowed children brought illegally to the U.S. years ago to remain here and legally study and work. The Trump administration ended the program in September. This is VOA News. The Palestinian Health Ministry reported Monday the death of a Gaza man who was shot by Israeli forces during a protest last week. The death brings the total number of those killed to at least 17, according to Palestinian health officials. Hundreds more people were injured in the clashes. Israel says that 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire on Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. More than 1,400 people were wounded. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
All of this is taking place on the Gaza side of the border. So it's a bit hard to understand exactly how Palestinians are expected to express their grievances toward Israel in a way that isn't either demonized or that doesn't leave them to be killed.
The United States has blocked a UN Security Council statement urging a United Nations probe into the violence.